JonBenet Ramsey was a 6-year-old American beauty queen who was killed in her home on December 25th, 1996. On the morning of December 26th, Patsy Ramsey, her mother, woke up to not find her beloved daughter there. But what she did find was a 3-page ransom note on the stairs. It was basically saying that they had kidnapped JonBenet, and if they wanted her back, the price would be $180,000. Like every mother in the world, she immediately started freaking out. She had woken up the husband and the JonBenet's brother, and they called the police. The police arrived, talked about it. They showed them the ransom note, and the police urged them not to just immediately go through with the payment. And then the police asked if they had searched the house, and they said, "Well, no." So they all decided to split up because they lived in a mansion. It was a huge house. They had to search it. So the father and his friend went to the basement where they had found JonBenet dead. She was actually strangled with something used of Patsy's paintbrushes, I believe, which is kind of weird, you know. And it turned out that the ransom note, the paper came from Patsy's notepad. And also what else was weird was there's really no sign of breaking and entering, so the police had the idea that it was someone in the house, because the paper came from Patsy's office, and it was a 3-page note. It had to take some time. Like, it had to be, someone had to sit there and write it out and think about it and all of this stuff. Well, this took place in Boulder, Colorado. And till this day, the case is still unsolved. They have no idea who it was. Some people believe that someone broke in, like a crazy fan or a rival beauty pageant, or it was the mother. There's even been thoughts of the brother. I don't know if there's really much thought of the father necessarily. But in my opinion, this case is so famous because, for one, JonBenet was a beauty queen. Everyone knew her. She was beautiful, a 6-year-old, innocent child. And also, it's been 25 years since this happened, and no one has figured out who it was. And I still don't think anyone's going to figure it out.